truck today. Figured nobody's lining up to get diesel fuel. There was plenty of that.
Times where I got gas, they restricting everybody to 15 gallons.
If people didn't run out and start hoarding it, there wouldn't be any problems.
Right.
My parents went down to the beach for bike week. They said just about everywhere down there is out of fuel. Like, I don't mind it.
I am not surprised.
Get some good news, because I'm supposed to be going down Friday. If that don't happen, I'm not going to take a chance. I'm going to try to stop every 30, 60, whatever miles and fill back up to make sure I got plenty.
Supposed to be over with by this weekend, but I doubt it.
The bad part is it might not be too bad to be stuck down at Myrtle Beach for until they get everything resolved. I can see me calling in. I'm stuck at Myrtle Beach. I don't have any fuel.
KM4NAP, come on in here.
Chickens this morning, taking the daughter to the airport.
I envy you at all.
Still got gas. Is anybody else up this morning?
Andrew, KO4CEF here.
Didn't I forget your name because I'm not up this early that often?
Echo D Delta. Everybody calls me the Mr. Ed the Talking Horse, but my wife calls me a cantankerous old jackass.
I think that label fits most of us old guys. Well, Ed, I'm sorry. I just forgot your name this morning. That's short enough. I remember that. Bob's the easiest one. You can spell it the same front and back. Isn't that right, Andrew?
Yeah, definitely that. Either way you go.
But I get gas lately. I'm down a little over a quarter of a tank in this car, but I got a full tank in the truck.
Got mine off yesterday.
Yeah, and I drove my truck this morning because nobody's lining up for diesel fuel, so I went ahead and put some in it and driving it on to work and letting the car sit at home.
Satisfactory. Very good. Oh, this one goes a long ways. It's Avalon, and 22, 25 in town and out of town more. We're not going out of town, so I'm not particularly worried about it for the moment. And the gas station up here on 101's closed. I noticed they're going to finally put in a stoplight, I think, up here at 101 and what's that other street, Bernice? Wait, what?
Milford
Church Road. Thank God for that.
I'm going to be busy for a minute or two.
Yeah, you got to put up with all the BMW people cutting down 101, don't you?
We're over here on 101, North 101, I guess you'd say, up towards Lake Cunningham, and not quite as bad as that is down there. Cut out of here and talk to the daughter a few minutes and just want to check to see if anybody was on and you guys have a good day and a safe day out there. 73's is in 0 TR.
Keep trip, Mr. Tom. We'll catch you later.
Yeah, I'll be safe out there on the road. Hiker Tim on the radio in a while.
Work.
Days ago. I don't think I can get up early enough to catch him on the radio anymore. KO4CEF.
FW Mobile. Good morning, guys. How we doing on this hump day? Yep. Over here. Told us they said it was going to get.
Either. I pulled all my plants in last night and it was still 60 this morning.
Plants in mine are good for down to freezing.
Yes.
Worried about that banana plant. Old man. make sure that thing, nothing happens to it. I want some bananas this year.
That black peppercorn plant.
I think we ended up having to throw it away because I didn't have anywhere to put it, nothing for it to grow on. No free pots or anything, so I just went ahead and chunked it, even though I hated to do that.
You kept it because I would have bought it off of you.
I gave it to you for free.
Just to fiddle with it, see what I can do.
Free when it's yours.
Appreciate it.
Yesterday, it seemed like it's a little better propagation yesterday.
Able to get on, I had a house full of grand youngins.
Get on.
Andrew, catch up. I'm going to be busy for a little bit.
Heard that station yesterday, and I was in California. Man, some guy was coming in. He was loud and clear yesterday.
Was he on 20 meters?
I don't know if he had his beam pointed. I know he said he was running 200 watts, but I just couldn't get over how clear he was coming in.
California, I've talked to him a couple of times. He's usually on, what is he on? It's 17 meters, something like that. It's that one that's in the, I forget, 18 point something. And he's usually always there in the afternoon, and he's got good sound. I've talked to him about 20 minutes before.
Just find it amazing how one day you get on the radio and you might not hardly hear anything, or it's just hard to pull signals out. And you get on the next day and heard him from California. I heard from somebody from Scotland the day before. It's just crazy.
Guy in Scotland.
He was busy in the middle of a conversation with somebody, and I moved on. We're up amid the newest pandemic, or whatever issue you want to call this.
I didn't make it past the station that didn't either have a long line or wasn't out. I was even out through the rurals yesterday. I had to go pick up a battery for work, and even all the rural stations was out. I guess because, you know, they were already, you know, truck driver shortage, so they were already low.
Not the regulars, so that messes up your mixes like your mid-grade. The only thing that was available at the one near my house was premium, and I went ahead and drove the truck this morning and bought some diesel fuel, so I didn't see a long line for that.
They showed people filling up 55-gallon drums and then them 300-gallon bulk containers and that, and it's like, really? It's like, man, you would think that the gas station would shut them down since it's illegal to put it in that, you know, or limit them to 20 gallons.
I mean, if people didn't rush out and do it, there would probably be plenty, but once people start hearing about the issue, because it happened last Friday, and, I mean, kind of knew it was going to be an issue, but it did not start. People didn't start running out Friday. You'd go by the gas pump, it'd be just normal, but once it kind of went for a day or two and then it started hitting national news more, that's when everybody just started piling in.
Until the media made you think it was an issue.
Exactly what happened. Now everybody's in a frenzy to get fuel and there's not enough to go around.
To go around, just not enough for everybody to get it on the same day, right?
My wife was showing me some picture on Facebook, which, you know, you gotta take it with a grain of salt, but it's somebody in like a Suburban or something, and then they got like 5-6 gas cans in the back of it. It's like, it's just a bit ridiculous.
A little station over there by work has some gas. There was, you know, 5 or 6 cars in there, and they only got 2 little pumps and that, but maybe they got some gas this morning and they'll be open.
It's 20, don't you? And you'd be good for a while.
Yeah, the car only holds 10.
For that, at least they don't have to worry about it so much.
Got 3/4 of a tank. I mean, it says I'm still good for another 330 miles.
Easy, we're just moving one crisis to the next.
Yeah, I had it yesterday. You know, it's got a average fuel mileage gauge on it, and that yesterday added up to 59.1.
I'm a bit jealous about that. Shoot, I've been trying to look at cars. I love my lease car. Don't get me wrong. I mean, driving a BMW is a nice car, but part of me is just so much of a headache to get on the radio and that thing. I told my wife, I said, I need something I can stick some antennas on. So I've been trying to look at different used vehicles. I just don't know what I want yet.
Get an insight.
Little cars, like an SUV type car.
But it's not really little. I mean, it's got plenty of room inside of it for four adults and that, but it's not, I wouldn't consider it a little car. I'd say it was probably a midsize. It's the one I got.
Look at that, because I need something to at least hold the family, maybe take a trip to the beach or something in, that way when I don't have to drive the truck. And that's kind of why I'm looking, you know, Ford Explorer, maybe in that size range, maybe a little bit smaller. I mean, even the X3 works fine. It's a little mid-size SUV, so somewhere around that range.
A new one. They have like three different model levels, and if you pick up the bottom level, you can pick it up for about 21 or 22.
I think that'll know. So I can find some used models or something. All right, Ken, I'm going to have to head on into work, so I'm going to say 7-3 to you. Be careful out there. And if you're still listening, 7-3 to you, too. And hopefully y'all have a great day, and we'll holler at you hopefully tomorrow morning. This is KO4CF, and I'll be clearing your final.
7-3, Andrew. Have an awesome day. I'll catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
Andrew, catch you in the morning. Rain a little bit heavier over here now again.
Patch of light to medium rain coming in to your area. It looks like it's going to be there for the next few hours, but after that, it looks like it might start clearing up.
That's KM4NAC Friday.
Hold on. KW Mobile.
We're NAC. Get her filled up.
Yeah, I was only 3.6 gallons short, but that's all right.
Way again.
If it was, I have averaged on that tank 59.2.
Good, Campbell.
Try this thing.
You got lick.
It's kind of half city and half highway, and that is supposed to do better if you just get in the city and that, so... You know, I could probably, if I just did city driving, pick up over 60.
Pretty much figure that you'll figure out how to get it.
Two Phillips with 57.4. Both Phillips.
Stand by a second.
TR Mobile.
You're out early. KN4TFW.
Well, yes, and we got gas. Can you believe that? Then give me your name.
Yeah, I hear you on that. I just found some myself and topped off.
This isn't Patrick. Bernie says Patrick. This isn't Patrick, is it?
No, this would be Ken.
Okay, Ken. Well, it's early, you know. Up with the chickens. It's not my kind of day for us retired folks. We just took the daughter to the airport, Ken, and headed back home. And I saw some cars going through Quick Trip there at right there where you turn in and go to the airport. And so I went over there and... just drove right in, got gas. Took about 12 gallons. This thing will go a long ways on 12 gallons.
I saw a bunch of cars at Quick Trip pulled in there. The only thing they had was just the regular, but that's all I needed. And I just topped off. Only took 3.6 gallons, but I've been averaging 59.2.
Prius?
Well, it's a Honda Insight, so it's kind of like a Prius, but it's just a Honda and that, but I really like it.
Yeah, you'd be loving that gas mileage. Yeah, I've seen those occasionally, but not very often anymore. Do they still make that?
It's a brand new model. And it, I can't complain about it. I've had it for 3,000 miles now, so, I mean, I can't really complain.
Very good automobile. Boy, I like that new Accord they got. It's gorgeous.
Similar to an Accord, just a little bit smaller. But not really as small as a small car.
Best of both worlds. So it's a hybrid then.
Yep, roger that. KO4, 8KX.
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Ken.
Yeah, good morning, Patrick.
Huey.
Chickens wake up early around this area. Our chickens were up at 3:30. I got up and looked out there.
Ed, KO4 HKX here.
Hey, Patrick. Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, other than my sinuses. I feel like my head's going to explode.
My eyes were kind of stuck together this morning, and I was listening to two ham operators yesterday. And told me that Tom's wife, Bernice, was bad about giving him black eyes once a week because he wouldn't cut the grass. So I figured I'd come down here and monitor the radio and make sure Bernice ain't hurt him.
Laps me around once a week whether I need it or not, so it's not an unusual thing. Daughter's been here about 4 days, is it, Bernice? Something like that. And she got this early flight. Oh, I don't like those early flights. But they changed our 11 o'clock flight the other day to 6 or 7 o'clock. So what are you going to do, you know? I say ours, it's hers. But that's just too early, and they don't give you any choice. They just cancel the other flight and put her on this one.
Roger that. Well, Patrick, how's it looking out there this morning? I mean, Forrest, you had a chance to pass any gas pumps or anything?
Not yet. I just left the house, but Ken and Tom both said they got gas this morning.
May it this morning?
Yeah, he was here earlier.
Yeah, he's out there listening.
Hey, I must have wrote his contact name down wrong, call sign down wrong. I've been trying my best to look him up on QRZ for 2 days now, and I must have wrote it down wrong. Does anybody know his call?
Kilo Mike 4, November Alpha Papa.
Kilo Mike 4, November Alpha Papa. That's where the problem was, the M. I put a W there instead.
Yep, that's his.
Sir, he's taking a nap.
Separate.
Feeling pretty good down here in Greer.
Pretty good up here, too.
Yeah, it's steady in Spartanburg.
It was going to be 59. Actually, it is 59 now, but earlier it was more than that. Oh, I had a cat visiting my chickens last night at
11:30.
Oh, and I don't think you'll be back.
You know, I live over there by the Ingles there in Greer. We had a bear in the backyard the other day, last Monday.
She sent me a picture of it. It looked like a senior picture. was leaning up against a tree over at Lyman Lake. Down the backyard, that's about 100 yards down there. And I got him on a game camera.
And the neighbor said he called me on my way home and said he saw it in the yard and it jumped over the fence while he was talking to me. And then I pulled the game camera and that he'd been there about, I don't know, 20 minutes anyway, messing with my deer feeder.
And knew about him, is it?
It's the only one I've seen, and he just showed up that one time, and I haven't seen him come back yet.
Try to do anything with him, because I know it'd probably be illegal, but the only way I'd get in a bad case of clothes pores is if they tried to eat my chickens, and we've got coyotes and foxes down there. They don't come up around the lights.
Yeah, nowadays, you'd probably be better off shooting a person than shooting that bear.
KL4NUE,
I'm back, Ken. KL4NUE.
This is KL4NUE.
I had to stop and talk to one of the other carriers. I hope I didn't cover anybody up, because I forgot I turned the volume down.
And again, Ed, this is Tom. I'm out here for a few more minutes up on 101 at Taylor's Fruit Market. Headed home. Yeah, I'd never shoot a bear, except with the camera. But if he was getting in the chicken pen, I bet I could make him dance pretty good.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. KN4TFW.
The gas looking in Greer.
Say again, I doubled.
So how's the gas stations looking in Greer?
Well, there was one open at, right in front of the airport, and the Spink station at 101 in Wade Hampton had some gas. I saw a tanker in there last night. This is N0TR.
One, it was up there by that Highway 80 and 29, and it had gas, but only regular.
Trip had it too across the street there. That would be by the Taco Bell on 101 and 29 or Wade Hampton, whatever you call it there. That would be over on the road that leads up to Lake Cunningham and that. I know 101 takes a Dodge in there.
They had to escort the tanker in up here to the Ingalls. The Sheriff's Department, the Police Department were swarming around it. And then it looked like flies on sink with the people coming to it last night when they brought Spinks in.
Not sure that Spinks had any this morning because you seen a car pulling in there earlier. I thought they did because the tanker was there last night, but oh, the parking lot was full.
But QT, I just stopped at, you know, it probably had 25 pumps and half of them were no bag, but there was still a few that were open, but the only thing they had was regular.
Leaving right here at Willis's on 101. Last night, their parking lot was full, and there's people getting gas there now.
Hey, there at that Willis. I swiped my card and got some gas, and by the time I made it back to the house by the Ingalls, somebody tried to use that number again.
This is N0TR. Well, they got all brand new gas pumps about a week ago.
Yeah, some kind of issue. It's like the guy on the inside was in on it. You know, he just ran the car, but he didn't know the pin, and the bank declined it. But it was like, you know, less than 5 minutes after I got gas.
You know, throw somebody like that in jail. Nowadays, they probably give them a medal. About home, so it's been a pleasure talking with somebody this morning, because I'd probably get tired out there. Hope the daughter gets out on her flight all right, and a little rain doesn't bother those airplanes anymore. 73s, have a good day and a safe day. This is N0TR.
73, Tom, you and Miss Bernice have an awesome day. Good to talk to you guys again, and look forward to the next time we can have a conversation. KN4TFW. Tom, Bernice. I'll talk to y'all later today, more than likely. Excuse me, KO4HKX.
What time?
Right there. This is Chad out of Campobello.
Chad, Ken, KN4GFW. I'll be here another 2-3 minutes anyway.
I'm still here. KO4HKX.
KM4NAP.
For you three guys, have y'all ever, ever had to deal with something called plantar fasciitis?
Never heard of it.
Yep, we both had it. Bernice and I both.
Is it this bad when you get up in the mornings?
Yes, it can.
And it only hurts when you think about it or you walk on it. They make inserts for it, but how good they do, I don't know. Probably ibuprofen is about the only thing in anti-inflammatory, and I don't know that that'll do it.
And with it, a mild case of it for, a couple weeks, but you just can deal with it. And yesterday I tripped getting off of the front of the Bobcat, and I don't know what I did, but it is just extremely painful this morning. So my wife won't take a look at it, and I told her, I can't move my foot, honey. It's hurting me just that bad. So just went in and got a flashlight, just gonna shine the flashlight under the covers, take a look at my foot. I told her, you're going to have to stop. I said, the flashlight hurts it even. But I was just joking with her. But, man, I'm telling you, it is killing me.
Yeah, Bruce says they have a sock at Walmart that helps with plantar fasciitis. And I have 4 screws in my left foot, and they made me a new arch. And it's hurt every day since the year 2000, so... Joy. See you guys later. We pull in the garage and drill to you.
And what happens is the ligament on the bottom of your foot, it's a really big ligament or tendon that attaches to the ball of your heel. It's pulled. And it's extremely painful. Once you get it stretched out, it's okay. But getting it stretched out is just horrible.
I'm not coming up into my black hole up here, so I'm gonna take 7-3 for a little while. I know y'all probably be at work, and Ed, you may be done for today. So enjoy talking to you this morning. I'm gonna take 7-3 to you and Ed. And, Chad, I'll catch you on the other side if you're still around. KO4HK.
Patrick, be careful.
7-3, Patrick. Have a good one.
Patrick, have a great day, partner. This is Chad.
Okay, 7-3 to Ed and Chad. And then I have arrived, and I'm rolling around the back of the plant to get to the parking lot. So... you guys have an awesome day and stay dry and cool, and look forward to catching you either this afternoon or in the morning. KN4TFW.
KN73s, and be careful on the way home. Kind of rainy getting down your way.
It's pretty good out there. It's pretty wet out there, Ed. I hadn't looked at my rain gauge this morning, but it's I'd say about a good medium light to medium rain.
A little bit of heavy rain, but it's mostly been just real light, just enough you have to turn your wipers on.
Morning, it is light in the amount that's coming down, but it's some pretty big droplets down here. Down here, but Ed, I just want to let you know, man, I've been trying to look you up on QRZ for the past couple of days, and somehow or another I put a W in place of the M, and I haven't had any luck, so I'm gonna look you up this morning and shoot you an email in the next day or so. But yeah, that's why I had to contact you.
I am on there. So my email, you have to click on it to see it. But if you got a pencil, I'll go ahead and give it to you.
Oh, yeah, stand by.
D Delta, P Papa, P Papa, D Delta, S Sierra, C Charlie, at Yahoo.com.
Starting to picket fence just a little bit. I got Echo Delta, Papa, Papa, Delta, Sierra, and that's it.
Do it.
EDPPDSC at Yahoo.com. Well, I'll shoot you an email this morning. Yesterday that I said, well, you never guess who I talked with on radio this morning. She said, who? And I said, well, I said, I met a man named Ed. And I said, he lives in Clemson, and he is retired, and he delivers newspapers. And she said, uh-huh, and? And I says, and he told me that he would watch over you and chase you with that radio and watch everything you did at Clemson. And I said, now I've got a ham radio operator watching after you. I got his wife working at the Parks and Recs. She's gonna watch everything you do. And then I got two deputies that I deployed with in Iraq that work there, and they're gonna be watching you too. And she just started laughing. And I mean, I was just joking with her, of course. But she said, I'll give them all the slip. I said, no, you won't.
Hard for her to get away from the wife, especially if she works over in parking services.
Pretty bad spot, but I can't discriminate anything you're saying. It's pretty bad.
Got it. I'm over here next to the lake.
Jim.
Come on in.
Bill over in Hartwell. Hope y'all are doing good on this wonderful day.
Right now I got the paper route done and I'm headed for the coffee.
It's always good to get something finished early.
Done called me and told me she got me an egg omelet waiting on me. So I sort of scooting along.
My wife just rolled over as I got out of bed and said, have a good day, and I was on my own for Cheerios.
Pulled out of bed, mine just waved at me and didn't say a word.
Interrupt y'all's conversation, y'all get back to it. I'll be on the side. I'm headed away from Greenville toward Athens, so I'm right on the line of where I get signal, so. 73s, my friends. Have a great day. This is M4WHM. I'll be standing by.
Travel safe. Hope to catch you in the morning. I'll catch you in the morning, and I'll be looking for that email. I'm pulling in the driveway, so you have a good one, 73s to you, and I'll be clear on your final, KM4NAP.
As usual, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I'm glad that your day is... glad that your day's over, and hope you can enjoy the rest of it and enjoy that omelet and egg too. This is KO4NUE 73s to you today, sir.
NNH monitoring.
And last station. This is KO4NUE Chad out of Campobello. Morning, sir.
UE KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm currently mobile in in Piedmont. On my way to Pelzer right now. How am I coming in the repeater right now?
You're pretty good. Sound real good. There's no noise that's detectable. Audible is crisp and clear. Actually, it's pretty enjoyable to listen to.
I was actually struggling a little bit last night on the net, same location. I don't know if it was the clouds or the rain or that was coming or what, but I could barely hit the repeater for some reason.
It's not an issue now. Whereabouts did you say you were?
In the Piedmont area, I'm actually about to go above I-185, driving back to my QTH in Pelzer.
So, what's the gas stations look like out there?
That's funny you mentioned that. I actually just got done talking to the one of the guys who owns Sphinx. The Sphinx over here in the bridge with QT and Magna Drive Automotive has gas as of right now. The QT down the street, no. The gas stations over here in this area, QT is absolutely out. Sphinx has gas, but I don't have any idea how much.
Listen, this is KO4NUE. I got to step just outside the door for the minute, but I'm able to listen.
I'm just driving home right now. I'm just more or less checking that my radio is still working because I was struggling a little bit last night. I guess the band was being a little bit weird with me. Thanks for the signal report, Chad. KO4NH still monitoring. NH, that last station I tried to get in, there was a lot of noise on you. Want to try again?
4-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-
Looks like you either I'm in the noise or you're in the noise. I think it's me. I'm actually about to hit one of my dead zones. KO4HK, this was KO4NH. KO4NH clear.
4HKX monitoring.
KX is KO4NUE.
KO4HKX here.
You spot, bud. You can start to pick it just a little bit.
Right here where I'm at should be okay, but who knows the, right now with the weather and the way the band's been acting.
How to go?
Quite a ways. I'm on 25 now, heading down into Easley, coming out of North Carolina.
Okay, well, I'll stay along with the ride for you, keep you busy. I think I've talked with you before, man, but I'm not too good with names. I'm just trying to learn. So whereabouts you from, and what's your name?
This is Patrick, and I'm from Penrose, and we were talking just this morning with Ed and Ken and Tom.
Right. That's right. My bad. I'm down in the shop this morning. I went to Walmart last night and picked up some things from Ham Shack. And figured I'd come down early and put some of my stuff on the walls and get my Ham Shack dolled up just a little bit. And just figured I'd come down and check in and see kind of what was going on.
Actually on this time of morning, making a drive down the mountain. In the morning is a little earlier. I leave the house around 4:45.
Like I talked with you last week, I was headed down Highway 11 toward Pickens and stayed on the radio with two operators. I know one of them was Ken, but can't for the life of me remember if you were in on that or not.
HKX for ID. Yes, I was in on that.
I'll try to head back up there today, but I I've got a half a tank of fuel in the truck, and I don't know what's going to happen. You know, I'm sure this is going to pass pretty quick, but I got enough fuel in the truck that if I've got some kind of emergency here at the house, I can comfortably get there, and I don't want to burn what little bit of fuel I got just to go up to the cabin for a day or so, so I think I'm just going to stick it out here.
Yeah, that's probably the safe bet right now, until they get this stuff calmed back down. But who knows when that's going to be.
The research last night, these guys that have posted this ransomware are stationed somewhere in Russia, and they call themselves the Dark Knight or Dark Matter. I think it may be Dark Matter, one of the two. And they proclaim to be the Robin Hood of the 21st century. So what they're doing is that they take money from profit organizations and give a portion of it to charity. They got a list of people that they mess with and try to take money from, and then have a list of people that they give money back to. And I'm just not exactly wrapping my hands around all of this. I mean, I want to say how exactly did this happen? But you know, it's KO4NUE.
Exactly. See how crippling the pipeline is, robbing from the rich and giving to the poor. Seeing how the poor are the ones suffering for it right now.
I agree. It's just, they're organized enough to have a mission statement, and definitely organized enough to pull it off. But my wife said last night, can't they just go out there and just turn a valve on or something? I don't know that much about, you know, pipeline stuff, but I would suspect that's a pretty big operation and pretty complex, and I don't quite think it would be that simple.
The valves are pretty far apart, then you got to have them all turned on at the right time, so yeah, it'd be a mess if that was the case. Somebody forget to close one or whatever, and it just, I don't see that happening.
They are thinking about this and thinking, you know, how we gonna prevent this from happening again? Because right now it's just an inconvenience. But I can't keep. But what's gonna happen if, you know, this happens at the right time or happens for a longer time?
I'm definitely right there with you, Chad. I know I'm having to be real careful about running my business. So far, diesel's been easy to get, but it will run out also. And I'm traveling almost 200 miles a day to run my tool route. And, you know, can't go but so far on a tank of fuel. I got to make sure I got enough to get home.
4NNH over Echo Link.
Go ahead, 4NNH.
4NNH, my name's Fred. I actually just reached my QTH in Pelzer, jumped over to Echo Link, so I like to talk to y'all. I'm hearing you talk about needing gas. Just a quick heads up, I actually just left the Piedmont area, and they've got QT and the Sphinx. They're full of gas, they're full of diesel as of right now, but you know how that will. You know how fast that can change.
Get the info. I'll think about it. I went to three stations last night up here in Campobello, Landrum, Greer, and Inman, and just nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing.
HKX, I know Steve was saying there was three stations up in Inman, which is not too far away from you there, Chad. that had fuel last night. If you hear him come in here, you might be able to ask him.
I might do a little investigating again today and try to figure that out. But let's just, yesterday afternoon I went to three of the stations trying to get fuel. And, I mean, there wasn't any traffic on the road. I mean, it was just like, you know, the pandemic, you know, 8-9 months ago, just no vehicles on the road going through a little small town in Campobello.
Hey, Patrick, if you give me a little bit, I'll talk to my Elmer and that side of my family, and I'll see if what's going on in the Greer area for you in a little bit.
Okay, I'll be over there this afternoon. I'll be in the Easley area this morning. So we'll see if I can find any. And Chad, if I can, I'll let you know.
Patrick, like I said, I'm not hurting. I got enough to handle, you know, getting to the hospital if I need to. We got a mother-in-law that lives with us that's in, she's pretty sick, and I normally don't let myself get in this kind of situation, but I just dropped the ball, I guess.
Too hard on yourself, it sneaks up on all of us. So, we can all be right there with you.
What happened with it is I got a fuel pod down here that we keep on the farm. It holds 250 gallons, and I got it on a trailer. And I normally keep it full. But somehow or another, I don't know. I just guess I kept putting it off until now. Now I've got nothing.
That's one thing this tour route has taught me. I don't let my vehicles get below half a tank of fuel before I stop and fill up. That way I always have enough to get home. And this excursion holds 40 gallons, so I can go pretty good ways on a half a tank.
What kind of truck you got?
Driving my Ford Excursion with a 7.3 diesel in it. So I'm pulling this trailer, but so I get down around 14, 15 miles a gallon. But if I can get rid of the trailer, I can get upwards of 25.
I see. Well, I hope it doesn't become an issue for you, because I talked with a guy up in Transylvania last night. And he said that they had to get some police out there to block off the road to keep cars from lining up in the lane. And yesterday, there was so many cars lined up, it was interfering with Transylvania County Hospital. Just crazy.
Yeah, that was me, Chad. I was telling you about that. It's just crazy. My son hadn't been able to find fuel. He's in the same boat you are. And so I'm going to try to find him a couple of gallons of fuel today while I'm down here. So at least he's got some in his car.
At Anderson University. And he called yesterday and said, Daddy, I've got about 10 miles left in my tank, and I don't know what I'm going to do. And I says, I know exactly what you're going to do. You're going to sit at the dorm. That's what you're going to do. And he said, I can't do that. I got to go see my girlfriend. And I said, okay, well, if you won't go, you'll figure out a way. So I don't know what he did, but he called last night about 10 o'clock and said he found a station that all they had was premium. And they wouldn't let him put in but 5 gallons. That's all they'd let him have. So I guess that's enough to get to see your girlfriend, but, you know.
That was, Chad. I guess somebody bumped the mic on one. But yeah, I guess that's all it takes is 5 gallons to be able to ease over there and see your girlfriend.
Yeah, I guess so. But at any rate, I got one son at Anderson University. My middle son is at Tri-County Tech, and my daughter's got a scholarship to Clemson starting in August. So it won't be long. We'll have an empty nest, and I got some good feelings and bad feelings about that. But you know, it is what it is.
Empty nest now. My son moved out about 2 months ago, so I'm experiencing that right now.
I'm just curious, man. Not trying to be nosy, but what's your wife have to say about all that?
Bothers her, and then some days it doesn't. She still talks to him on the phone every day and keeps track of what he's doing, whether he's coming or going. So far he's been patient with her and let her tag along, but there'll come a day where he'll stop that. So we'll see. But so far it's not been horrible on her.
4NUE. Yeah, my wife's on the phone with all three of them about two or three times a day, and I notice my middle son's, he's not disrespectful about it. He's just, Mom, you can't be calling me all the time. I'm in class, or I'm doing this, or, you know, and I think that hurts her feelings a little bit.
My son and my wife have done is they call it Snapchat. I don't know nothing about it. It's some app where you can snap a picture and a little comment, and they do that a couple times a day to each other, and that's it. That's how they keep in touch with what's going on in each other's life. And so maybe you think about something like that with them.
I'm going to have to talk with my son, I guess, because I know this has got to happen, but I just need him to be aware that, you know, my wife is struggling a little bit with it, and just keep that in mind. But, you know, I mean, I'm all good with it. I mean, we worked for 24 years to get to this point, and, I mean, that's why we've worked so hard, to get them to where they can get out and be productive on their own. And I'm not sure that's something that I need to be sad about, but there are days when it's difficult, but it doesn't take me long to get over it.
You know, there's days I wish you were still around the house, and then he comes and hangs around and I'm ready for him to go.
Man, he's my middle son. He's I don't know how to explain him. He's a lot like me, I guess. Just thinks about things different and kind of quiet and a little bit sneaky sometimes. And that bothers me. But he's 20 years old. I guess when he left the house at about 19, and I had to talk with him before he left, told him, I said, okay, son, you know, just want you to understand, this is, you're over the age 18, so whatever you do on your own from this point, you're accountable for, not me. And I think that slowed him down a little bit.
So, and just a heads up, the Sphinx there on 25 in just above TR has got fuel.
KO4 NNH Friday. Gentlemen, I'm actually going to give my bit of a side of input on this one. I actually just recently, I'm actually 22. I moved out of my parents' house about 2 years ago. It was actually a heck of an experience for all of us. I'm actually a oldest of two siblings, and it really hit my youngest sibling the hardest. But my parents, one of which being my Omer, was kind of expecting it. They kind of expected me moving out and taking off on my own, and now I've gotten to the point now where I actually own my own home. My parents can come by if they decide to for whatever reason, and, you know. But I keep in contact with my parents every day, or at least I try my hardest to, so...